Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm glad we won. I'm glad we beat the Saints. But what in the hay is going on with this offense? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Eagle Watch, and Mike and I have been chopping it up all afternoon with you. You are more than welcome to call in. If you're on your way home or however you're accessing the show, we want to hear from you. You cannot tell us, Atlanta, that things were not different yesterday. And the reason we know that is the numbers say as much. 60% of our offensive snaps under center. Where's that been? Mike, you've been screaming about play action. We had it yesterday.
It opens up the passing game. It opens it up where you can actually win and be effective in the passing game without having your best wide receiver on the field. Drake London's injured. Mooney, 50 yards in the air.
What's up, Darnell? I mean,
look, this is nothing to do with panics. We're just talking about what Kirk Cousins accomplished. That was a hell of a throw. Now, he was not ready for Miami. Maybe he needed the whole week of practice. As bad as Kirk looked against Miami, he looked better and good in this game. The only interception is because Kyle Pitts plays friggin' hot potato. Can't make a tough catch. We've seen him do his thing where he makes a nice catch, then he drops it. So Pitts was doing his thing, but getting back to Cousins, looked really good. And the question now is, why did you not implement this style of offense with Michael Penix Jr.?
Uh-oh.
Did the general manager draft a guy not knowing he has such limitations? A couple of guys have brought this up on Twitter. I mean, how do you not get Michael Penix Jr. to maximize the skill set of the running backs in the backfield and help him in the passing game? Because now the receivers are open because the defense has to bite Carino for that half a second where, boom, now you've got the advantage. That will help the young quarterback. Let's get him to get the reps in preseason. He didn't even start. He didn't do anything in the preseason. And now, look, the injury is the injury. We'll wait and see. But shame on Zach Robinson. Shame on this coaching staff. Or shame on Terry Fontenot for drafting a quarterback who can't do the things you need an NFL quarterback to do in the first place.
Two things for me. Is Michael Penix refusing to be under center? What has Michael Penix done to refuse anything at this point in his career? We don't have multiple rings in this city. I've got to believe he's not refusing to be under center. I believe that they have refused to put him under center because they don't believe it's in the best interest of what he does well. And if that's the situation, then we're running the wrong damn offense, which is why this offense has looked hampered and right. Complex and stressed as it's been when you start saying, hey, man, why are we not moving the ball? Dukes and Bell, what's going on, man? Why are we not doing this, that, and the other? There are some issues that have now been brought to our attention that have us wondering, where is this going? Do I want us to continue to win? Yes. Do I need Kirk Cousins to be as good as he can be? Absolutely. But when I see what I saw yesterday, and I'm going, wait a minute, we ain't run that with Michael Penix.
Right.
Why not? 404-726-0929 is the number. We want to hear from you. Happy about the win. 24-10. Hi, Saints fans.
Don't apologize for a victory.
Hi.
We take that win, man.
We take it all day, every day, and especially against
those guys. It just gives more – as I said – the win left me as a fan with more questions than answers. Defense did a hell of a job. Look, it's a bad Saints. Now, let's not get crazy. It's a bad Saints offense. And Carl brought it up. You know, they were on the field still a lot more the defense than it should have been. Because there were still some things we didn't execute. Elijah Wilkins, did we have, what, two false starts in a row?
Oh, yeah. The penalties were racking
up. Oh, that was brutal.
It was.
Special teams, they gave up two big returns. We're used to that. We had a nice return of our own.
Yeah, why are we used to it, though?
We shouldn't be used to that low standard.
Everybody should be under the most scrutiny right now when your team is struggling the way it is. Right. And there should be zero room for mistakes and the margin of error. Why are we still accepting these huge returns with our special teams coach? I was so fired up yesterday, Mike, and I'm glad we won.
Right.
But it just it stood
it
out like a sore thumb.
Happens every freaking game. Yes. I mean, the Colts ran it back to help win that game, force the overtime in Berlin. The other thing is we get into this crazy what happened last year and now what's happened this year. Let me run this through and just check me if you feel I'm off the script.
Give it to me.
So Cousins starts off great. Zach Robinson, the plan is I'll work with a veteran quarterback, and by the time he passes on to another team or retires, I'll be ready now to take a rookie quarterback under my wing. But Cousins gets hurt, and because the coach didn't have the confidence in panics or for whatever reason, we wasted three more weeks before we probably should have pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Then Kirk says what he says. Initially, I'm not hurt. Then he goes, oh, no, I was hurt. Do you think it ticked off the team enough that in their evaluation they said, Kirk's over, now we pivot to panics, give him the keys, and the problem is maybe Michael Penix Jr. isn't ready.
Yeah.
And now, conversely, in games that we should have won, that we lost because the offense was a freaking disaster, now they're too slow to get on the switch to Cousins. I don't know. Check me on this one. Because if Cousins can continue to do this, now the Saints are not a great team. The defense is okay. You beat the Jets, maybe we have a shot against Seattle. The problem is, Carl, you've let such goodwill with the fan base go out the window because you freaking blew those five games. And here's the worst part. The Bucs are now on a three-game losing streak and Baker Mayfield's hurt.
Oh, don't tell me that.
And we've lost we should be 6-5 right now, not 4-7. We'd be tied for first place.
Everything you just said is valid. And when I saw that our head coach, Raheem Morris, said yesterday that Kirk Cousins is more comfortable being under center than Michael Penix is, I had to do a double take. I didn't say it. Mike didn't say it. He said it. Why is he more comfortable under center? Because of what Mike just talked about. Is the preparation of preparing him for the opportunity and making him as comfortable as you can in this offense. Now we know they didn't do that. And because they felt like, well, you're not comfortable, so we're going to run some things that make you comfortable. But they don't make the offense go. And yesterday, you know what was amazing? And you can tell me this is Kirko and all that stuff. He made average guys better. He threw the ball around to different dudes.
Right.
He wasn't locked in on one guy. And as much as I love Drake, who is a dog and a killer, that was fundamentally the difference yesterday. You just didn't lock on to anybody. Cousins went through his progressions. He was trying to – but the play action helped. Here's the point that you are making, and I totally agree with you about this. After the whole Cousins thing went down, Mike, and he lied, because he did, they had to protect themselves because he didn't tell them the truth. And they had to say, that's not what happened. And I feel like if they allowed him to come back and potentially start for us again, it would have been a conflict of interest for the football team and the front office and everybody that felt embarrassed by the whole ordeal. Sometimes you got to put your feelings aside and say, I got to do what's right for this damn football team. Yeah, you lied to us. I hate it. I'm still mad at you. But you're the best option for us to have a chance to come back this season because the kid is not ready. And they didn't have the stones to do it.
Right. That's it. You box yourself into a corner one way, then you go the other way with Penix. Guys, Michael Penix Jr., here's what we do know. We know that he can be accurate. We also know he can be incredibly inaccurate.
Tell me I'm wrong.
We know that he cannot operate under center. He did it at Washington, and for whatever reason, Zach Robinson believes he's got to work almost exclusively out of the pistol. And we've seen it. The slow motion fake that fakes no one out. You know, his footwork is awful. We don't have the guys to coach this young man up. He needed to be under center last year in preseason. He needed to be under center this year in preseason. Coach also needed to be on the sideline in preseason. Took them 4 weeks to figure that one out.
Yep.
So to me, as much as we've accomplished in this win. We stopped the bleeding with the losing streak. Just more questions than answers. And if I'm Arthur Blank, these are the questions I'm asking whenever the season's over. How did we blow these five games when Tampa Bay's decided to basically lay up and die with their injuries, and they got humiliated last night by the Rams? Weren't even in that game.
Wasn't close.
Baker's banged up. The division is still winnable. But we dug such a hole, now we can't take advantage of the Bucs' problems.
By the way, we still think there is a high ceiling for Michael, a healthy Michael Penix. We are not killing him. We're simply telling you, I think more of the storyline now has been seen. You ever read a book, and you're like, where the hell is this book taking me?
Right.
And you get to the middle of the book, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this book. That is what happened yesterday. The book took a turn. We've now seen a little bit more than, oh, well, why does it look different with him, and why aren't they running those same kind of plays? I know that Zach Robinson, Z-Rob, is going to tell us on Wednesday, Mike, that they have run those same plays. I'm going to tell you you haven't. We haven't been in 13 personnel that much all damn season. You had three tight ends on the field almost all day long. You can tell me it was for a blocking situation. I don't care. What you're doing, though, is you're showing the defense different looks than just the pistol. And what it did was, it did confuse the Saints, but it forced them to play us differently.
Right. There's less predictability.
And you didn't give Michael Penix that opportunity.
And, guys, if you know, we debated. We talked to Arch last week. He thinks I'm being too hard on the coaching staff. Guys, this is one that everybody's saying. I listened to Arch and Wes. I mentioned this last night or yesterday afternoon. This morning I watched the broadcast with Drew Brees. Drew Brees is like, wow, the Falcons just operate so much better with a quarterback under center. Doing. Kurt Warner was talking about it. Everybody on the NFL Network was talking. Mariucci was talking about it this season. We talked about Orlovsky. Did that breakdown early in the year after the Carolina game.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr.'s footwork sucks. He has a hard time doing the things he needs. You got to coach him up. You got to develop him. Because a great this is from Recovering Overthinker is his title.
I love it. I love it.
He goes, I agree with you. Why would you make a historical franchise-altering play for him in the draft after paying millions to Cousins and have such limitations? He says it doesn't add up. Did they make a mistake? He goes, either way, complete incompetence of GM, whoever else involved. And that's why if I said it, I'll say it again, because I know the Falcons don't want to hear this. It feels like there's a disconnect between the guys in your personnel department and your GM and who you then use and how you use them on the field. Because it doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, here's where I will defend Michael Penix, and I want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. Big O, let's take some phone calls. Falcon fans were happy. We got a dub. But what is going on here? Why can't this offense be as fluid as it needs to be with the guy that we've invested in? This is where I'll defend.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Defend Michael Penix as a rookie who's highly touted and drafted high in any organization. You know what they want to do? They want to come in and do whatever you want them to.
Right.
Because they want to be successful in the NFL. Michael Penix is putting his foot down. Don't make him out to be a bad guy in this. The kid came in and said, what do you need me to do? Okay, what are you good at? This is what I'm good at. But I'm sure he never said, I can't do any of the other things you're asking me. They just didn't do it.
Right.
We're coming back. Your phone calls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.